Appendix B, Command and Support Relationship. This appendix is derived from FM30. It discusses command and support relationships for joint and army forces. This appendix delineates the four types of joint command relationships, army command relationships, and army command support relationships. Command and support relationships provide the basis for unity of command and unity of effort in operations. Fundamental considerations. Establishing clear command and support relationships is a key aspect of any operation. Large-scale combat operations present unique and complex challenges that demand well-defined command and support relationships among units. These relationships establish responsibilities and authorities between subordinate and supporting units. Some command and support relationships limit the commander's authority to prescribe additional relationships. Knowing the inherent responsibilities of each command and support relationship allows commanders to effectively organize their forces and helps supporting commanders understand their unit's role in the organizational structure. Joint command relationships. As part of a joint force, Army commanders and staffs must understand joint command relationships. JP1 specifies and details four types of joint command relationships. Combatant command, command authority, operational control, OPCON, tactical control, TACON, support. Combatant command, command authority. Combatant command is a unified or specified command with a broad continuing mission under a single commander, established and so designated by the President through the Secretary of Defense and with the advice and assistance of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, JP1. Title 10, United States Code, Section 164, specifies this authority in law. Normally, the combatant commander exercises this authority through subordinate JFCs, service component commanders, and functional component commanders. Operational control. Operational control is the authority to perform those functions of command over subordinate forces involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction necessary to accomplish the mission, JP1. Operational control normally includes authority over all aspects of operations and joint training necessary to accomplish missions. It does not include directive authority for logistics or matters of administration, discipline, internal organization, or unit training. The combatant commander must specifically delegate these elements of COCOM. Operational control does include the authority to delineate functional responsibilities and operational areas of subordinate JFCs. In two instances, the Secretary of Defense may specify adjustments to accommodate authorities beyond OPCON in an establishing directive, when transferring forces between combatant commanders, or when transferring members or organizations from the military departments to a combatant command. Adjustments will be coordinated with the participating combatant commanders. Tactical control. Tactical control is the authority over forces that is limited to the detailed direction and control of movements or maneuvers within the operational area necessary to accomplish missions or tasks assigned, JP1. Tactical control is inherent in OPCON. It may be delegated to and exercised by commanders at any echelon at or below the level of combatant command. Tactical control provides sufficient authority for controlling and directing the application of force or tactical use of combat support assets within the assigned mission or task. Tactical control does not provide organizational authority or authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. The commander of the parent unit continues to exercise these authorities, unless otherwise specified in the establishing directive. Support. Support is the action of a force that aids, protects, complements, or sustains another force in accordance with a directive requiring such action, JP1. Support is a command authority in joint doctrine. A supported and supporting relationship is established by a superior commander between subordinate commanders when one organization should aid, protect, complement, or sustain another force. Designating supporting relationships is important. It conveys priorities to commanders and staffs planning or executing joint operations. Designating a support relationship does not provide authority to organize and employ commands and forces, nor does it include authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. Army command and support relationships. As discussed in Chapter 2, Army command relationships include organic, assigned, attached, OPCON, TACON. Organic. Organic forces are those assigned to and forming an essential part of a military organization as listed in its Table of Organization for the Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps, and are assigned to the operating forces for the Navy, JP1. Joint command relationships do not include organic because a JFC is not responsible for the organizational structure of units. That is a service responsibility. The Army establishes organic command relationships through organizational documents, such as tables of organization and equipment and tables of distribution and allowances. If temporarily task-organized with another headquarters, organic units return to the control of their organic headquarters after completing the mission. To illustrate, within a BCT, all subordinate battalions are included on the BCT table of organization and equipment. In contrast, within most functional and multifunctional brigades, there is a base of organic battalions and companies and a variable mix of assigned and attached battalions and companies. Assigned. Assign is to place units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively permanent and/or where such organization controls and administers the units or personnel for the primary function or greater portion of the functions of the unit or personnel, JP3O. Unless specifically stated, this relationship includes administrative control, ADCON. Attached. Attached is the placement of units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively temporary, JP3O. A unit may be temporarily placed into an organization for the purpose of conducting a specific operation of short duration. Attached units return to their parent headquarters, assigned or organic, when the reason for the attachment ends. The Army headquarters that receives another Army unit through assignment or attachment assumes responsibility for the ADCON requirements, and particularly sustainment, that normally extend down to that echelon, unless modified by directives. Operational and tactical control. For a discussion on OPCON and TACON, refer to Joint Command Relationship above. Army Support Relationships. Refer to Appendix B of the print version of this publication for a list of Army support relationships. As discussed in Chapter 2, the Army support relationships are direct support, general support, reinforcing, general support reinforcing. Commanders assign a support relationship for several reasons. They include when the support is more effective if a commander with the requisite technical and tactical expertise controls the supporting unit rather than the supported commander. The echelon of the supporting unit is the same as or higher than that of the supported unit. For example, the supporting unit may be a brigade and the supported unit may be a battalion. It would be inappropriate for the brigade to be subordinated to the battalion. Hence, the echelon uses an army support relationship. The supporting unit supports several units simultaneously. The requirement to set support priorities to allocate resources to supported units exists. Assigning support relationships is one aspect of mission command. Army support relationships allow supporting commanders to employ their units' capabilities to achieve results required by supported commanders. Support relationships are graduated from an exclusive supported and supporting relationship between two units, as in direct support, to a broad level of support extended to all units under the control of the higher headquarters, as in general support. Support relationships do not alter administrative control. Commanders specify and change support relationships through task organization. Direct support is a support relationship requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance. A unit assigned a direct support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by and has priorities of support established by the supported unit. Joint doctrine considers direct support a mission rather than a support relationship. A field artillery unit in direct support of a maneuver unit is concerned primarily with the fire support needs of only that unit. The fires cell of the supported maneuver unit plans and coordinates fires to support the maneuver commander's intent. The commander of a unit in direct support recommends position areas and coordinates for movement clearances where the unit can best support the maneuver commander's concept of the operation. General support is that support which is given to the supported force as a whole. It is not given to any particular subdivision of the force. Units assigned a general support relationship are positioned and have priorities established by their parent unit. A field artillery unit assigned in general support of a force has all of its fires under the immediate control of the supported commander or the designated force field artillery headquarters. Reinforcing is a support relationship requiring a force to support another supporting unit. Only like units, for example, artillery to artillery, can be given a reinforcing mission. A unit assigned a reinforcing support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by the reinforced unit. A unit that it's reinforcing has priorities of support established by the reinforced unit than the parent unit. For example, when a direct support field artillery battalion requires more fires to meet maneuver force requirements, another field artillery battalion may be directed to reinforce the direct support battalion. General support reinforcing is a support relationship assigned to a unit to support the force as a whole and to reinforce another similar type unit. A unit assigned a general support reinforcing support relationship is positioned and has its priorities established by its parent unit and, secondly, by the reinforced unit. For example, an artillery unit that has a general support reinforcing relationship supports the force as a whole and provides reinforcing fires for other artillery units. Administrative control. Administrative control is direction or exercise of authority over subordinate or other organizations in respect to administration and support, JP1. ADCON is not a command or support relationship. It is a service authority. It is exercised under the authority of and is delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is synonymous with the Army's Title 10 authorities and responsibilities. ADCON responsibilities of Army forces involve the entire Army, and they are distributed between the Army Institutional Force and the Operating Forces. The Institutional Force consists of those Army organizations whose primary mission is to generate and sustain the Operating Forces' capabilities for employment by JFCs. Operating Forces consist of those forces whose primary missions are to participate in combat and the integral supporting elements thereof. Often, commanders in the operating force and commanders in the institutional force subdivide specific responsibilities. Army institutional force capabilities and organizations are linked to operating forces through co-location and reachback. The ASCC is always the senior Army headquarters assigned to a combatant commander. Its commander exercises command authorities as assigned by the combatant commander, and ADCON is delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is the Army's authority to administer and support Army forces, even while in a combatant command area of responsibility. The COCOM is the basic authority for command and control of the same Army forces. The Army is obligated to meet the combatant commander's requirements for the operating forces. Essentially, ADCON directs the Army's support of operating force requirements. Unless modified by the Secretary of the Army, administrative responsibilities normally flow from the Department of the Army through the ASCC to those Army forces assigned or attached to that combatant command. ASCCs usually share ADCON for at least some administrative or support functions. Shared ADCON refers to the internal allocation of Title 10 U.S. Code Section 3013 Bravo responsibilities and functions. This is especially true for reserve component forces. Certain administrative functions, such as pay, stay with the reserve component headquarters even after unit mobilization. Shared ADCON also applies to direct reporting units of the Army that typically perform single or unique functions. The direct reporting unit, rather than the ASCC, typically manages individual and unit training for these units. The Secretary of the Army directs shared ADCON.